This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 17. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. It says there, "Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." End of quote. Apostle Paul requests the believers in Thessalonica to pray for him, that the gospel of God's message that saves people in and through Jesus Christ may spread rapidly. He also desires that God's loving message for people in the gospel message would be honored just as it was honored by them. You see, the Thessalonians received the word of God that they heard from Paul and his team, accepted it not as human words, but as it actually is, the word of God, which was at work in them who believed in it. In short, honorably they received, accepted, and believed in the word of God, because they knew it did not originate from the preachers. In contrast, they knew it actually came from God for their salvation. After his prayer request, he also asked them to pray that they would be delivered from wicked and evil people. He says the reason there, because for not everyone has faith. In other words, their message would not result in faith in wicked and evil people. You and I know that there are wicked and evil people. Of course, you can share the loving message of the gospel with such people. Instead of resulting in faith in Jesus, their wickedness and evil tendencies would continue. Paul says they would be rescued from the snares of harmful people. That's what the voice says. The love of God and his wonderful working gospel message could result in softening of the heart to some people. The same message could also result in hardening of the hearts of the wicked and evil people, thereby opening snares of dangers for Apostle Paul and his team. You see, not only outsiders, but even insiders whom he thought are believers, but they are not genuine believers, as we all know. They could sow seeds of snares as they did to Paul. Therefore, Paul requests their prayer support as they preach the gospel. How important is that prayer support when we share the gospel message? You see, the gospel is God loves you. That is basically gospel is. That's the good news. That God loves you regardless of who you are and your background. God can save and forgive your sins because God sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, and he paid for your sins by his divine and sinless blood. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb of God for all of your sins and shortcomings. Now you can come to God and can be reconciled with him. You can become a child of God. You can get forgiveness and eternal life by believing in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Our today's insight comes just after the prayer request of Apostle Paul. Then he says this, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." End of quote. We have studied various Bible passages that promise God is faithful and how he is faithful to the believers in Jesus Christ. Today's insight says he would be faithful. Now, how he would be faithful? It says, first, he would establish you. Second, he would guard you against the evil one. Establish you means God would set you firm, strengthen you to stand. The voice says like this, God will hold you up. He will establish and strengthen you by holding in his hand. Second, God would guard you against the evil one. He says God would guard or protect them by standing as a guard against the evil one. The evil one is a reference to the ultimate evil one, which is a reference to the devil. It also refers to the people who are under his influence, the evil and wicked men. This is a wonderful promise of God's faithfulness, along with all others that we discussed in the earlier Daily Insights recently. God promises that he is faithful to establish you, to hold you up, strengthen you, and stand as a guard against the evil one and his men, thereby protecting you from them. Beloved, are you a recipient of all these God's beautiful promises? Are you missing out on the faithfulness of God? You see, you will be the recipient of all the faithfulness of God as you become a child of God. God made it possible for you to become His child. The Bible says in John 1:12, listen, to all who did receive Jesus, the Bible says, to those who believed in His name, that means the name of Jesus, God gave the right to become the children of God. We can become a child of God by coming and believing in Jesus. You can become a child of God right now with a small prayer with me. Would you pray? Father in heaven, I want all your faithfulness in my life. Please strengthen and establish me. I want you to guard me against the evil one and his people. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.